You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Well, let's see. Let's take a spin through the headlines, shall we? The next presidential debate is off, apparently. There's the Michigan governor kidnapping plot, really disturbing on a lot of levels. Speaker Pelosi said today there is not going to be an airline bailout without a much bigger comprehensive relief package, about which we told you yesterday, not happening. And not for nothing, another 840,000 people made first-time claims for state unemployment benefits, the 29th week in a row, Mitchell Hartman mentioned in our news meeting this morning, of sky-high numbers of people losing their jobs. So there is all that. There was also, though, another item for Mitchell this morning, a reasonably bright spot. Farmers in this economy, despite the trade war and what it did and is doing to ag exports and the pandemic and meat and fruit and vegetable processors having had outbreaks and all of that, right now, Mitchell says, American farmers are feeling okay.
Darius Windley has been bringing in the harvest on his small vegetable farm in northeastern Nebraska.
Tomatoes, every kind of pepper you can think of, cabbage, onions.
The big players here are corn and soybeans.
These big farmers at night, it's kind of surreal to look out over the horizon and you can see all the combines and grain trucks are running full on. I think they've had a pretty good harvest this year.
A really good harvest. And prices have increased
rather dramatically since late July, particularly for soybeans.
Purdue University ag economist Michael Langmeyer says that's one reason optimism among farmers is up to the highest level since the pandemic hit, according to Purdue's latest survey. Another reason, the USDA is about to send farmers $14 billion in COVID relief payments, on top of $16 billion back in the spring. All told,
over 35% of net farm income is estimated to come from government payments this year.
Then there's China. It's now ramping up ag imports from the U.S. under the latest trade deal, says Arun Sundaram at CFRA Research.
China is importing a lot of chicken, beef, and pork.
Now, farmers have had problems. The derecho windstorm in Iowa hurt grain crops there. And California's wildfires have hurt some wineries, says UC Davis ag economist Daniel Sumner.
The iconic Napa Valley. The smoke taint is a serious loss to grapes that are immensely expensive.
$9,000 a ton, compared to $450 a ton for regular California wine grapes. They make wine that'll cost you $200 to $300 a bottle. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
If you watched the debate last night, and probably even if you didn't, you're up to speed on the news, the big story, the 2 minutes and 3 seconds that a black fly rested on Vice President Pence's white hair. Yes, of course, people timed it, and yes, of course, it took mere moments for fake fly Twitter accounts to appear. And then, not long after the debate ended, the Biden campaign was already selling fly swatters with the campaign logo and the words "Truth over Flies" on them. And by midnight, a campaign staffer tweeted they had already sold 15,000 of them. How does that happen? Marketplace's Mariel Segarra is on the campaign merch desk today.
A fly swatter is a very specific piece of campaign swag. The Biden campaign certainly didn't just have these sitting around. So how? In half an hour.
Truthfully, they haven't turned one single fly swatter around. They've taken a picture of the fly swatter, they've placed the graphic on it, and they've posted the picture.
Carrie Kleiner owns a company called Quench Promo. It distributes promotional products like t-shirts, hats, beer koozies.
I'm going to say the whoopee cushion was probably my weirdest one, which I did recently for a comedian.
Full disclosure, her company has worked with Marketplace on its marketing campaigns. Kleiner says companies like hers have an army of suppliers.
We've got suppliers that have fly swatters. There's at least one or two that I can think of.
So imagine this. The Biden team is watching the debate. They see the fly and the internet's reaction. They put up the product listing and reach out to whatever company they're working with to get the actual swatters made. We think this is roughly how it worked. The Biden campaign didn't respond to our request for comment. But the campaign's swag website says it's run by a custom print shop in Austin. The swatters are a way to engage supporters and to raise money. Chara Torres-Spellacy at Stetson University wrote a book on political branding.
Every time that you can sell a fly swatter for more than the fly swatter costs, that is money in the pocket of the Biden campaign.
The campaign is charging $10 per swatter, so it did at least $150,000 in sales last night. She says President Trump's campaign did this effectively in 2016 with its Make America Great Again hats. Matthew Kelly in Philadelphia is a Biden supporter who ordered a fly swatter last night. He notes it is kind of a risky purchase. It could take a while for the swatter to arrive.
I wouldn't be shocked if I don't get it until after the election. So I hope it's not a really grim reminder of like that time we all got excited about a fly swatter before Biden lost an election or something.
He'd like to keep it around for a few years. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.